This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, my interview with Ray Langston, the chairman of the Montrose County Republican Party, about the highly contested 3rd Congressional District race between Democrat Diane Mitchbush and Republican Lauren Boebert, who ousted 5-term incumbent Scott Tipton in the primary. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Here are the current COVID-19 case numbers from our listening area. In Mesa County, there have been 215 cases and one death. Delta County reports 56 confirmed cases with one death, while in Montrose County, there have been 221 confirmed cases and 11 deaths. Ouray County reports 13 cases and no deaths, and San Miguel County, 68 cases and no deaths. Across the state, there have been 41,698 cases and 1,643 deaths reported due to COVID-19. The number of COVID-19 tests administered in Colorado has been increasing, while at the same time, the percentage of people testing positive has declined from a high of more than 25% in May to around 5% now. In neighboring states, Nebraska and New Mexico report a similar percentage of positive tests, while in Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma, it's closer to 10%. Wyoming and Arizona are reporting positive results for more than 10% of tests administered, which means the virus is spreading more readily in those states. The Delta County Independent reports that the city of Delta has chosen a new city manager, Elise Ackerman Castleberry. The position had been vacant since David Torgler resigned in January following allegations of misconduct. Castleberry's most recent role with the city of Delta has been leading the transition of the group Delta County Economic Development into a new organization called One Delta County. As Community and Economic Development Director, Castleberry has also been leading Delta County's efforts to revise its land use regulations. She and other county officials recently hosted 3 land use meetings in Delta, Hotchkiss, and Cedar Edge. The most controversial topics at those meetings were conflicts over urban growth areas and what constitutes a confined animal feeding operation. The regulations had previously considered animal feeding operations on a case-by-case basis. The new regulations contain definitions for small, medium, and large confined animal feeding operations. You can find the land use planning documents at deltacountyplan.com. County officials will host additional meetings for feedback before creating the final document.
Thanks, Jody. On Thursday morning, I sat down with Ray Langston, the chairman of the Montrose County Republican Party, on the front porch outside their headquarters. Ray says fundraising and organizing have been challenging during the coronavirus pandemic, particularly having to cancel the annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner. But they still plan to knock on doors for Donald Trump and other candidates down the ballot. And he's confident that Lauren Boebert, who upset incumbent Scott Tipton in the Republican primary, will be successful in the 3rd Congressional District race against Democrat Diane Mitchbush, a former state legislator from Steamboat Springs.
You supported Tipton, the incumbent, earlier this year. Now you support Boebert, the nominee. I bet there are a lot of people like you, registered Republicans, more familiar with Tipton, who are ready to embrace a new generation of candidates. You told the Denver Post winning over Tipton's supporters could be a challenge for Boebert. You know many folks personally around here. What are you hearing about that question?
There are a few people that, you know, they are, you know, very loyal to Tipton. They have some issues. That, you know, I believe they will overcome those issues because most of us, we're very pragmatic. Tipton's not just my congressman, he's my friend. So yes, I was very supportive of him. However, the voters decided this. We cannot go against the voters. If we go against the voters, we lose two ways. One is people will lose faith in the party, in our ability to come together after a contested primary and get our candidate elected. That is our main function, and we cannot lose sight of that. There's some people that got their feelings hurt a little bit because the other part of it is we have to actually vet our candidates, which means we have to expose their vulnerabilities. And sometimes, you know, that causes people to get a little upset, but it is a necessary part of the process.
Independent voters, of course, could swing the 3rd district in Congress. How do you think Boebert should appeal to unaffiliated voters who return more than 1/3 of Western Slope ballots and often vote Democrat?
Well, as a newcomer, you know, she's got a lot to learn in a short amount of time. Number one is, you know, she needs to be open to listening to the voters, even the ones that basically she disagrees with on certain positions. She needs to understand that she will represent everyone in the 3rd District, not just the people that vote for her. Therefore, to take a hard stand on some issues may not be the right approach. She needs to be able to work with people that she fundamentally disagrees with. And that is the trick with all congressmen, is sometimes you have to actually work with people you disagree with. And sometimes you have to pass legislation that leans a little more towards the left than the right. Otherwise, you will actually start losing voters that you need, because this is a very contested district. You definitely need to not alienate yourself from any of the voting groups.
A Gallup poll last week showed many popular Republican governors have taken a bit of a hit in their approval ratings due to the handling of coronavirus. Trump has dodged impeachment, faced sex scandals, indictments of staffers, challenges of white supremacy around tweets, and a major public health crisis, and still amassed a serious war chest for his reelection. Is there a chance that any of the Trump controversy stuff could hurt other Republicans down the ticket? I say this as you're wearing a Trump hat, of course.
No. I'll just be blunt. No, it's there is a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. Number one, he does what he says. Yes, he is a bit rude and sometimes a bit crude, but he gets the job done. Number one, he holds the left accountable for their positions. With some of the governors taking a hit, I can appreciate that. Businesses are going broke because of this COVID issue, because of not being to fully open up and run their businesses. So you're looking at a virus that is less lethal than your average flu. It's not to be taken lightly. It is a serious issue. However, is it worth killing our economy over? A lot of people disagree with it, and as do I. I disagree that we should keep our economy shut down to the point that a lot of our small businesses are going broke. And people are getting just a little fed up with this, and they're getting a little bit tired of having their rights infringed upon, being mandated to wear a mask. As you see, I carry one. I wear it when I need to. I respect any businesses that are doing what they have to do to stay in business. But if somebody's going to tell me I have to wear that, then I'm going to push back, simply because it's not the government's place to tell me what I can and can't do.
That was Montrose County Republican Party Chairman Ray Langston. You can hear the entire interview, including Ray's opinions on why Scott Tipton lost, the QAnon conspiracy, climate change, raising money, whether it's fair to call people you disagree with socialist, and more on our website at kvnf.org. That concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.